Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masachas Meila, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah we're being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachol, Shishi B'zecher Defan Yerzevik Hagon, B'karav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us, Kein Shabrosh Ilon Shal Hektesh. There's a bird's nest at the top of a tree of Hektesh. The nest itself is not actually part of the tree, so it's not Hektesh. Therefore, it's technically permitted. However, says the Mishnah, Loi Nen V'loi Meilin, one can't benefit from it, but if he does, he's not over Meila, and that's because, this is Xer, because if we allow him to benefit from the nest, he might end up benefiting from the tree itself, and that's Hektesh. Now, what about a different situation? Let's say this nest is on a tree, which is an Asherah. That means this tree was served as a Avodah Zarah, and it's completely usur to benefit from the tree. It actually has to be cut down and burned. So Yatiz Bakaneh, he should knock it off with a reed. He can't climb up the tree to get it, because that's called benefiting from the tree, but he can knock it off with like a long stick or a reed or a broomstick or something like that, and then he'd be allowed to use it. Another din, Hamakdish is a Chayresh, Mailin Bekulai. Versus Makdish, a forest, so one could be over Me'ila with the entire thing, which means not only the trees, but also branches and leaves from the trees. The whole thing is considered Hektish, and one could be over Me'ilu with it. Now, what about HaGizbarim Shalokhu Eso Eitzim? If the Gizbarim, the treasurers of Hektish, they bought wood to be able to use it to make beams for Hektish, Mailin Ba'eitzim, they could be over Me'ilu with the wood itself, but Ba'ein Mailin Loi Ba'Shifui V'Loi Ba'Neviyah, they're not going to be over Me'ilu with the Shifui, which is the sawdust, or the Neviyah, which are the leaves, and that's because they just bought the wood for beams, and they never had any intention for the sawdust or for other small parts, such as leaves, to be Hektish, and therefore one is not over Me'ilu with it. And now we'll go on to Parag Dalam Mishnah Aleph. So as we had mentioned at the beginning of Masechta, albeit very briefly, but it was touched upon, in order for a person to be chayiv me'ila, there has to be a minimal amount. That's a shavah pruto, which means if he benefits a shavah pruto amount, he'd be chayiv for that. If it's less than a shavah pruto, so he's not chayiv. Now what about siraf? What about combining a shavah pruto of this and a shavah pruto of that of different types of hektesh? Is that something that's going to be chayiv in me'ila or not? So that's what this message tells us. Kachem mizbech when sarfim zayim zelim me'ila. Anything that's designated for the mizbech, they are mitzarfim with each other for me'ila. So for example, if we have two different karbonos oila or karbon oila or chatos, whatever it is, two different types of karbonos that are designated for the mizbeach, they are mitzar for each other for me'ila. So if he benefits half a pruta from this one, half a pruta from that one, he's over me'ila. And also, l'chayv alim shum pigol nois for tamei, kachim mizbeach also combine for one to be chayv for pigol nois or tamei, which means if we have two karbonos that have the designation of pigol, or two karbonos which their meat stayed beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten, that's nicer, or if a person's tamei and he ate from two different karbonos, in all these situations, if it was half of a kzayis from this and half of a kzayis from that, that's mitzarif and he's chayv. Back to me'ila, those things that are donated to the Badik Abayas, to the Basic Mikdash Upkeep Fund, they are mitzarif with each other for me'ila. So if a person benefits half of a pruta from this thing and half a pruta from that thing, that's going to be mitzarif and he's going to be chayiv. And kachem mizbech, v'kachem Badik Abayas, mitzarif from zayim zayim le'ila. Even kachem mizbech and kachem Badik Abayas are mitzarif for me'ila. So if he has an animal that's designated as a karbon and he benefited half a pruta from that, and then there's some item that was donated to the Basic Mikdash Upkeep Fund, to the Badik Abayas, and he has half a pruta of benefit from that, so we're going to be able to combine those and he's going to be chayiv for that. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.